Location 7. The Roxy. R-O-X-Y by Francis Chollerton. Let the master cinema showman man himself show you round. Hitting ducks with drinks and dimes, he is tipped to make your name the name whispered under coasters frozen into ice cubes. You and your life, the biopic premiering upon the art house silver screen inside a season of One Night Only. We swear to bouncers we are old enough to forget. First night out, I throw back schooners as the ladies' bathroom line becomes the best place to make new friends. Hiding in cubicles, I learned by listening. Walking down George Street, throwing away any thinking with half-eaten midnight macadamias. 69 George by Miro Bilbra. The clouds bounce light as if someone up there thought the town was ready for its close-up. All summer, the only place you could count on rain was the cinema. Monumental as a baked Alaska, cruel as a Spanish mission, the Roxy on George. A man propped on the corner in snowy shirt and cloth cap like some kind of cut-rate Maurice Chevalier in Innocence of Paris. I seen it, so I should know. I dusted the exhaust from a passing motor from the strap of one satin shoe and tossed my bike to the curb. To consume the Roxy's frozen ice cream heart in the dark, I couldn't wait to get inside.
Innocence of Paris by Ben Peake. May 25, 1929. A junk man rescues a boy from drowning in the Seine. The boy's mother has attempted to kill herself and her son. The junk man takes the boy to his grandfather and falls in love with his aunt. Later, the junk man is heard singing in a flea market and is hired to sing in a hall. He sings, "On top of the world alone," and "Yes, we have no bananas." Historical note: Innocence of Paris was the first film played in the Roxy Cinema, February 6, 1930. To continue to the next historic location on the Paracon's poetry path, turn left onto Horwood Place and continue along it south until you reach Macquarie Street. Safely cross the road to 97 Macquarie Street.